This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The people of Burkina Faso are voting today in a general election as the country grapples with a growing jihadist insurgency. Opposition candidates say they fear massive fraud at the polls. The current president is expected to win re-election. His supporters have voiced hopes that he can win without a runoff. But no voting will occur in about one-fifth of the country, where large areas remain vulnerable to near-daily jihadist attacks. The violence has forced 1 million people, 5% of the entire population, from their homes in the past 2 years. Some 1,200 people have been killed in the violence since 2015. Because of the threat of violence, an undisclosed number of troops have been deployed for Election Day. Most of the 12 opposition candidates running against the current leader have criticized his failure to stem the bloodshed. Iraq's Salahuddin province on Sunday began 3 days of mourning over a deadly attack Saturday that has been blamed on the Islamic State group. At least 10 people died in the attack 200 kilometers north of Baghdad, where a roadside bomb hit a civilian car on an open road. When security forces arrived at the scene, jihadists opened fire on them. The attack killed at least 6 Iraqi security personnel and 4 civilians. Local medics say one of the civilians died of his wounds overnight. There was no claim of responsibility, but both the mayor and police blamed Islamic State militants. And Pope Francis has urged young economists, entrepreneurs, and business leaders to promote post-pandemic development models that involve the poor. Francis said in a videotaped message for a forum this weekend, Forum of Young People in Italy, that the worst reaction once the coronavirus pandemic ends would be to fall even more deeply into feverish consumerism and forms of selfish self-protection.